ABC Radio Australia.
The Australian government is redirecting $100 million of its aid spending to help struggling Pacific governments pay for essential services. Many Pacific economies have been devastated by the halt in international travel during the coronavirus pandemic and from damage caused by Cyclone Harold in April. The Papua New Guinean government will benefit the most from the changes, with more than $20 million redirected to help pay for day-to-day government expenditure. Foreign Affairs reporter Melissa Clark joins us from Canberra with the details. Melissa, take us through the changes the Australian government is making and why.
For Pacific countries, the impact of COVID-19 on international tourism has been significant, as well as the impact on global economic growth generally. Take that along with Cyclone Harold, and it's prompted the Australian government to reassess its aid spending for every Pacific country. It's resulted in some big changes for 10 countries. What will happen is money will be taken from existing aid programs and instead given directly to governments to spend on COVID-19 related measures. And this is important, also to support essential day-to-day expenditure. This was deemed the quickest way to get much needed financial support to Pacific countries with economies that have really been hit by COVID-19 and Cyclone Harold.
So which countries will benefit and how much money is involved?
Papua New Guinea will benefit from the changes the most. $20 million of aid spending will be directed to help support essential services and COVID-19 related expenditure. The Solomon Islands and Vanuatu will both be looking at $13 million each. Fiji, Samoa and Tonga, $10.5 million each. Nauru and Kiribati, $4.5 million. And Tuvalu, $3 million. The same process has also been undertaken for Timor-Leste to the tune of $10 million. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has said that this is designed to mitigate the impact of COVID-19 and that this is a way to provide quick financial support drawing on existing aid programs.
It just goes to show that Papua New Guinea is clearly a country of particular concern from the Australian government's perspective, because this comes on top of a loan provided last year to support government spending.
That's right. It's on top of that $440 million Australian dollars that the Australian government loaned late last year. That was a one-year arrangement designed to be a temporary measure until Prime Minister James Marape could refinance the nation's debt with the help of the International Monetary Fund. The repayment of that short-term loan has now been put on hold and the aid budget dipped into in order to provide further support for day-to-day government expenses. The Australian Department of Foreign Affairs points to the need to help Papua New Guinea manage the emerging health, economic and social impacts of the pandemic and to continue essential services. It also says that the funding will provide respite as new funding is mobilised from the International Monetary Fund, the Asian Development Bank and the World Bank. Look, early in his leadership, Mr. Marape said he had hoped to end PNG's aid-donor relationship with Australia within the next 10 years, but that ambition will now be much harder to achieve.
How unusual is it for the Australian government to provide funding in this way, you know, to help pay for the day-to-day expenses of another country's government directly?
In recent decades, successive Australian governments have steered clear of providing funding for foreign governments' budget bottom lines. It preferred instead to have funding for specific aid programs so it could better keep track of where and how the money was being spent. The $440 million loan to PNG to help pay for government expenditure was the first of its kind in about two decades. To now have that approach to 10 Pacific countries is an indication of just how serious the economic impact of COVID-19 is on the economies of Pacific countries.
Thanks, Melissa. That was our Foreign Affairs reporter, Melissa Clark.